The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Ciarán Perry is with me, independent Dublin City Councillor. Will you be boycotting this bestowing of the freedom of the city in Barack Obama later today?
Absolutely.
Why?
Simple reason is his record in supporting the Israeli terrorist regime during his period in office. While there was ongoing grab of Palestinian land and oppression of the Palestinian people, both in the West Bank, elsewhere and Gaza, Obama actually implemented the largest arms deal at the time with the Israeli terror regime. He has also been involved in an illegal war with Libya, and we see to this very day the devastation that caused. He didn't have a mandate for that. We have armed gangs now roaming that country, making it unviable. Huge human rights abuses. He also had a huge amount of repatriations of people from America pre-Donald Trump. We would strongly argue that set a precedent and gave a green light to what Trump is now doing, the extended deportations.
James Gagan with me as well, Fine Gael TD for Dublin Bay South, former Lord Mayor as well, of course, of Dublin. James, do you think it's the right decision to bestow the freedom of the city on Barack Obama?
I do, actually, yeah.
Why?
Well, I think it's the right decision. The first thing I should say is that, like, I fully respect Councillor Perry and other councillors' right to boycott this event and to oppose this event. Thankfully, we live in a country where we do have a rules-based order. We protect free speech. And Obama is a beacon for that kind of world that we used to live in, that, frankly, in the moment, we don't live at this. Like, Obama represents somebody who supports having a rules-based order, but he also represents something in politics that is sadly lacking, and that is that he inspired hope. The truth is that when he first got elected, he got elected principally on the basis that when he was a state senator, he opposed the war in Iraq, which was very different to a lot of the US politicians that were around at that time. He was transformational in the sense of being the first African-American president. I happened to be in Washington, D.C., when Obama was elected. I was lucky enough to be an intern. And for your listeners who aren't familiar with Washington, D.C., it really is a tale of two cities. You've got a lot of wealthy people and you've got a lot of poverty. And a lot of that poverty is concentrated in areas where people of colour live. And I remember that night so distinctly, how everyone was out in the streets and what it meant to so many people and what it meant to young people. And it did represent a new wave of optimism, of positivity, that we could make change in the world, that unfortunately, that's not what is the trigger in the world right now. The trigger in the world right now is fear and division. And so, I think giving him this honour right now is actually a good time to bring it back to that era.
Yeah, so it's recognition of what he represented when he took office rather than recognition of what he did while in office?
Well, I think the truth is, and I mean, it might be boring for your listeners, but technically it's because he was given the honour in 2017. By luck has it, he's coming to Dublin right now, and the current Lord Mayor...
Yeah, but 2017 was still after the fact in terms of the things that Ciarán mentions, and it's after the fact in terms of predator drone strikes, and it's after the fact in terms of massive deportations of people. He just had very good PR compared to Donald Trump.
I don't think there's a single US president that the people of Ireland, or even the majority of Ireland, would endorse every aspect of US foreign policy. We've always had our own foreign policy. Indeed, Europe has always had their own foreign policy. But there are lots of things that Obama's legacy to the world, and indeed to Ireland, if you remember when Brexit took place, I mean, he told the United Kingdom government that they would be at the bottom of the queue. He was the strongest defender of the European Union, the strongest guarantor of the Good Friday Agreement. And when he came to Ireland and there were 60,000 people in College Green, there was 15% unemployment at that time. That was a bleak moment in Ireland, and it provided a brief respite, a brief moment of optimism, of hope, that inspired a lot of young people, including this one that's talking on the microphone right now.
Ciarán, what about that argument? You know, James acknowledges you can't defend everything you did, and nobody, you know, who's going to be there today would defend everything you did.
No, it's a really good argument.
Yeah, but on balance, you've got to look at things in the round.
Sure, and no, it's a really good argument.
Represent a more hopeful vision of the US
100%,
president.
And that word hope is so important in what we're doing. Because like James at the time, it would have been a very exciting, hopeful time with the election of the first black president of America. His legacy, unfortunately, I would strongly argue, has led where we are now. Like what Trump is doing in a much more blatant, buffoonish way is what Obama was already doing beforehand, particularly the mass deportations, the unquestionable support for Israeli terror, the continued interventionist foreign policy. There is no difference. There was huge hope at the start, and I think that probably makes it even worse, his legacy even worse, that in actual fact, there is no legacy, or it's a very, very negative legacy in what we're seeing. And again, as I said, we'd strongly argue that it is a precursor to what we're seeing with Trump now.
Do you think you wouldn't have Trump without Obama, that one leads to the other?
Well, unfortunately, the othering of Obama and the othering of people of colour is something that the current president who occupies the White House perpetrated. He was the one who started the whole conspiracy about whether Obama was in fact American. And we all know what that was a dog whistle to. And what the honouring of Obama in Dublin is saying is actually a riposte to that kind of politics, to that kind of opposition. And even only yesterday, Obama, you know, was very vocal in his opposition to the sort of anti-science message that is coming out for Trump for people who are autistic and all that nonsense that he's been perpetrated recently. And we need strong voices who will defend the transatlantic alliance, who will defend the rule of law. And right now we are bereft of leadership, let's be truthful, on the other side of the Atlantic who will defend these values. Obama still, currently as an ex-president, he still is holding that torch. And he is a beacon for that light.
Can I ask before I let you go just about this system of honours we have, where kind of Lord Mayors or city councils bestow honours, and you know, we often compare it to, you know, knighthoods in the UK. Let's set that aside. There are republics. The US is a perfect example, given we're talking about it. They've got an honour system. Should we, Kieran, I'll start with you, and it's something we talked about on the show yesterday. Should we have a similar system here? A presidential Medal of Freedom or Medal of Honour, and maybe it's the President's Council of State who every year bestow it on five people or something like that, or just leave it to the city council?
Yeah, I think the Freedom of the City is an excellent concept, because what you have is the democratic elected reps deciding who to elect as mayor, who then decides to offer the Freedom of the City. That's generally
discussed.
Yeah, but
it's kind of a national thing that Dublin has assumed responsibility for.
True.
But I didn't vote for either of you.
But being a dub, I'm quite happy with that. But I'd like to just make one point, Kieran, before you let me go, in that it wasn't uncontentious at the time. I believe such an honour should be fairly unanimous, and this one certainly wasn't. It was almost split 50-50 against.
James, should we have a different system, a system like exists in the US or in France, other republics, national honour system?
I'd be fearful of having, I mean, like, we don't have nobility in Ireland. We are a republic. You know,
but republics have them. France is a republic.
Yeah, it is a republic. I acknowledge that. But in our republic, I don't think we should have layers of nobility. I think the honours system that we have is like every local authority. You may not have had a vote here, but I'm sure in Kilkenny they can offer the freedom to people as well. And
only if they
We would respect that.
Double figure all stars.
We'd respect that too. And ultimately, I think, you know, it is about getting these awards right. Who do you award these people to? You don't want to devalue the award as well. And like Kieran Perry said, there was a democratic vote in relation to this. I think that's a good system. And look, the president does Angoshka awards and rewards people in our communities. Yeah. And I think that's a much better level for our president to be operating under.
087 1400 106, the number. If you want to get in touch about that or anything else we're talking about, James Gagan is a Fine Gael TD and a former Lord Mayor. Kieran Perry, Independent Dublin City Councillor.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.